Chapter 4. The Preacher. Pain woke Numeon. His treatment at the hands of Zenutsul had been severe enough to render him unconscious. His first thought was of the fresh stitches in his side, the crude sutures in his chest and back. His second thought was the realization he was no longer in his cell. A smell pervaded, faintly reminiscent of a slaughterhouse, though Numeon had learned to be suspicious of his senses in this place. Old friends, almost certainly dead, had come to him in his barely lucid moments. Leodrak and Pergellan, staring with ghoulish faces, their flesh sunken and putrefying. The stink of their rotting corpses, somehow animate and enslaved to anger, had been so convincing that Numeon had almost believed they were real. Awaking in a feverish sweat, only to collapse in exhaustion a moment later, he had been sorely glad they were not. Dead is dead, and nothing could alter that.
"Being able to distinguish phantoms from what is real will serve you well here," the preacher said to Numeon, regarding him with the same detached interests a biologist adept might regard an insect. A cavernous yet claustrophobic chamber surrounded Numeon. Zenutsul had gone, replaced by his new tormentor. And though it appeared as if they were alone, Numeon's instincts warned him of the opposite. He heard murmurings. Though he knew he could not rely upon anything he saw or heard, the voices sounded pained. They were also reminiscent of warriors he had fought beside before, not specifically, but certainly of the same caste.
"What is this fell place?" he wondered.
About to speak the question aloud, he stopped when he realized he was bound hand and foot to a slab, and that the sigil was gone. Briefly he glanced around for it, but saw nothing save the blackness of the chamber and the preacher before him. His interrogator paced a short arc, his eyes constantly scrutinizing the prisoner.
"The hum,"
Numeon said at last, despising himself for the weakness in his voice.
"Where is it?"
"It speaks,"
said the preacher, ignoring his question as calmly and conversationally as if they were two strangers just getting acquainted.
"Zenutsul said you would not speak to him. Will you speak to me, then, Artellus Numeon of Vulcan's honored pyre guard?"
Numeon bared his teeth, but didn't bother to strain against his bonds. It was a petty act of defiance, but the only one he had left. The preacher gave no reaction. He was tall, with transhuman physiology, and wore long crimson robes etched in Colchisian. His bald pate and face seemed strangely patterned, as if dark, tanned, until the preacher drew close and Numeon saw the umber cuneiform marking his skin.
"You're a word-bearer," spat Numeon. "So you will speak to me, even if it is to state the obvious."
The preacher bowed reverently.
"You're a traitor,"
the salamander accused. A slight tremor below the right eye betrayed the preacher's annoyance.
"Loyalty is just a matter of perspective, Artellus. Yours is merely different to mine."
"Is this your tactic now?"
asked Numeon, his eyes still searching the chamber for the sigil, but finding only shadow. He heard the faint susurration of labored breathing.
"Am I to sympathize with betrayers and murderers? By seeing from your perspective, will I give up what you want to know?"
The preacher laced his fingers and held his hands just above the abdomen.
"I know everything you know, Artellus."
Numeon failed to mask his surprise. The reek of the charnel pit returned, and a sickening suspicion began to form as to both the chamber's purpose and its inhabitants. The preacher frowned.
"Did you think you were brought here to bargain? To resist another round of torture?" He laughed curtly. "Zenutsul's task was not the extraction of information. He merely wished to hurt you. That was my bargain with him. Do you see?
Numeon did not, but he was weak and only half conscious. He could not even be certain he was awake and hunted the shadows for the spectres of his lost comrades. None manifested.
A mind as untrained as yours, however strong, is no barrier to a dark apostle, the preacher said without pride. Yes, I seek Barthusa Narek. He is a true renegade and shall be hunted to the ends of the galaxy for what he's done.
Numeon remembered the word-bearer's marksman, but had not known his legion considered him a betrayer.
So, said the preacher, I have given you something, and now you must provide something in return.
Numeon scoffed.
You are deluded.
A thin smile gave the preacher a sinister aspect.
I know you will, because it will cost you nothing. Remember, I have reached inside your mind already. I know what you know, just as I am aware of the attachment you have to that scrap of your dead Primarch's armor.
Vulcanly,
yes,
the preacher's interruption cut Numeon's declaration short.
So you keep saying, all evidence to the contrary.
He licked his lips in the manner of someone accustomed to speaking at length.
I am a believer too, as devoted to my faith as you are to your absent father. We have fallen from grace, he said, all of us. For a time, not even a heartbeat in the endless saga of the cosmos, we turned our faces from the true gods and embraced a lie.
The preacher nodded to Numeon.
Your emperor,
then touched a hand to his chest.
My former emperor. And now we are being punished for it. This war is not about the exhortation of religion. It is not for the dominance and subjugation of our species. Our souls are at stake. This is our penance for the sin of unbelief.
Numeon scowled, already tired of the preacher's rhetoric and willing Zenutsul to return.
What do you want?
To tell me what it was like.
I am still no wiser, traitor.
The preacher's eyes flashed with fervent desire.
The Fulgurite, the stone spear invested with the Emperor's power on Earth.
It was...
Numeon cast his mind back to his first meeting with the man who called himself John Grammaticus, how he had described the spear and what it purportedly represented.
Unremarkable.
Truthfully, he had barely seen it, but could gain a small victory in the torment of his interrogator.
Amusing,
said the preacher, turning his back.
It is a piece of cold stone.
It is far more than that, I think.
Were he able, Numeon would have shrugged, but his bonds were tight.
Why do you even care? I thought you said the Emperor's power was a lie.
The preacher faced him.
His creed, not his power. I want it, because it killed the immortal Primarch and turned one of our own against us. No cold stone can do that.
Numeon's eyes widened.
Killed?
The preacher nodded slowly.
You lie,
Numeon sneered, eyes narrowing.
Vulcan lives, he declared with fierce anger, and nothing you say will convince me otherwise, so you might as well just kill.
The chamber trembled. Numeon felt the tremor resonate through the slab. For a few seconds, the preacher glanced over his shoulder as if speaking to someone standing just behind him. Numeon tried, but failed to discern his exact words. Whatever was said, the preacher looked perturbed.
What's happening? Numeon demanded. Who are you?
As the preacher looked back, his form flickered as a second corporeal figure walked through it and disengaged the hololith. Numeon had been speaking to the simulacrum of the preacher, but Zenutsul was very real as he advanced upon him. In a violent flare of magnesium white, the lights in the chamber came on. After the hard metal shunt of phosphor strips engaging, Numeon took a few seconds to adjust. What he saw confirmed made him cry out in rage and anguish.
My brothers!
Row upon row of metal slabs, arrayed close together like ranks and files in battle, almost filled the chamber. In another light, it might have resembled an apothecarian, but that would have been a lie. Blood and death drenched this place, far from imagined and very real. Legionaries of the 19th, 10th, and 18th lay strapped down to the slabs, and, like Numeon, they had been beaten grievously.
What is this?
He roared, finding strength in his anger and tearing one of his bonds loose. Zenutsul answered curtly,
Torture room. Have no fear, Salamander. Yours is only just beginning.
Dagger-sharp pain flared in Numeon's jaw. Black shadows crept over the edge of his sight. Zenutsul disappeared behind a cloud of darkness. Before he passed out, Numeon heard the word-bearer shouting orders.
All hands, repel borders.
The word-bearer sounded calm, as if he had expected this.
They have found us. Kill any ultramarine who sets foot aboard this ship.
The words faded, swallowed by unconsciousness, and as he fell into the blessed abyss, Numeon was left with the drone of klaxons and the thud of booted feet.